You told me, Julia, that you were baptized into the Lutheran Church, and I think you've been Quaker all of your life, maybe Quaker born and raised. How did it come that you got baptized as a Lutheran?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised a Quaker in the States and have Quaker roots back to the early 1700s in Ireland. So none of my family was baptized. However, it was very common back in the 70s for junior high students to do their confirmation training as an after-school activity. And our oldest son at 15 wanted to do that with his friends. He was the only Swedish Quaker youth of his age, and there was really not anything available for Quaker youngsters back then. And he wanted to do this. As the time got closer for the ceremony, he realized that he'd have to be baptized in order to celebrate communion with his friends, and didn't feel comfortable doing that, knowing he'd be the first in a long line of Quakers to do that. I told him that at that point in my own spiritual journey, I had no problem doing that ceremony with him. For me, it was an outward sign of an inward condition and therefore not hypocritical. So I said I would go along with him. And then it turned out that the other children that we had and my husband decided to do this as a family. So it was more an affirmation, a confirmation of our interest in being involved in the local religious scene rather than any kind of commitment to Lutheranism, if you can see what I mean. I was involved in the church choir and music, and he had friends there. And because I then was a nominal member of the church, it made it possible then in the conflict situation in the local congregation and parish for me to get involved in the politics. And that's what led to my being elected, or my party, my church party, being elected as the largest party in the parish. It got me into the position of being chairman of different boards and vestries.